here. Now the Mishnah says, you know, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top, that Orlo Uklai Kerem. Orlo, that's fruit that grew the first 3 years. Uklai Kerem, we have Klai in the vineyard. So they're both also Banor, both also teat. So our Mishnah says, Mitzrafim Zem Zer, if you eat a Chatzik Gezayis from this and a Chatzik Gezayis of that, you get Malkus, then Mitzrafim together. Rashi says the same way we said, but Tigu Bunayser, he roasted them Mitzrafim to be over love. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ain mitzarfen, no, they're not mitzarfen." Samar asks the question, "O mitzarch Rabbi Shimon letzrufe, according to Rabbi Shimon, do you have to have like a shear to be chayiv malchus either kizayis worth of vola, kizayis worth of klal kerem? Today, since each one was only chat to kizayis, you say it's not mitzarf together. Is that true? That why shouldn't there be mitzarf? Because you only have a chat to kizayis of each one. Mash according to Rabbi Shimon yipota. For the Gemara, is that true? I v'tani v'lod Rabbi Shimon says." That kol shulam malchus, if Shimon is the one that says that for an oynish malchus is enough for kol shul, you don't have to have a kezayis. If Shimon shetir is all Easter achila, when the Torah says an achila, even a kol shul is called an achila. So what does Shimon mean to say in the Mishnah stam mitzarif? So Gemara says rather to me, learn like this, ein tzrichim mitzarif. Learn the Mishnah better that according to Shimon you do not need a tzirif. Because according to Shimon you chayiv each one separately for a kol shul. Now the Mishnah says, Ha beged, a cloth. Fi ha sack, that's a sack. Or else ha sack, a sack, the orange skin. Or else or, these all things, the clay kalim, made from skin. Or, vi ha mafetz, an or, a skin, and a mafetz with a mat. Es kulo mitzarfim zem zeh, or mitzarfim zem zeh, le kabel tumma. Rashi says, ha beged shu mitama gimel etzpas gumetz voice. Lochas, if you have the beged that's three its boys by three its boys, if it makes touch it, it becomes tummy. If you have a sack, if you have a sack, there the shear, the kabbal tumas, to be four tfachim by four tfachim. Let's say you have only three tfachim of a sack, and you have another tefach of the beged mitzurf, so together it's good like you have four tfachim here, it'll have to be big enough to makabal tumma. The same thing actually says, a beged mitzurf le sack, like it says, shakal shabishnei, we'll see, liabo alabo, each one's the star for the other, and the same thing as sack and the star with the or, even though an or needs five tvachim by five tvachim, the same thing a mappet needs six tvachim by six tvachim. So the more kind one is the star with the more chomedic one. That's a local kulam and star from zem zeh. To make up a sheer beggeth makabal tumma. The question is why, before we end the Mishnah, when the lochas or the shurim are different and I'm a star together. So this the Mishnah says, Amr Shimon, Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason why here all these different types of cloths, like the Godram and Star of Zelazer, if they shen ruyin the Tamav Moshev? Because it's possible they should all have the same shear for Tumas Moshev. Tumas Moshev means if a Zav sits on it, so there the Loch is, as long as you have the size of a Tefach by a Tefach, it's Rola Kabu Tumas Moshev. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, if you have a Kli that's made, Lekatrila, to be Moshev, to a Zav should sit on it, then even though it's made up from all different materials, or each material by itself, as long as you have a tefach by a tefach, it's enough to mekabel tumas meishav. So since nogeya tilchas tumas meishav, we all have the same shear, therefore even now, to make it serif to mekabel tumas ameis, we also say it's sufficient for one to mitzarif to the shear of the other one. Now the Gemara says, Tony will learn like this, kitza mikulun, if you cut off different material from different pieces, like here, you cut off a piece of a beged, a piece of a sack, a piece of a sack, a piece of a skin, and kitza mikula and shloisha. For some civilians, should not be girls the word shloisha. Just kitza mikula means you cut off from all these materials and you made it together. For your main beged, you made yourself a beged out of all these materials, lemishkav, to sit on. So then shloisha. Then it has to be the size of three tfachim at three tfachim, and I'll be mekabel tumas mishkav. Lemoishav. Tefach, you want to have a tumas Moshav, it means the chetchilu you're making this beged right now that they should sit on it, azav should sit on it. That's enough to have the size of a tefach. You put all these materials together, you have a tefach by a tefach, will be makabel tumma. Liyachiza, if you want to use something, Rashi said, just to hold, put around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving, that the string should not hurt yourself, then kol shu, even a little bit, because that's fit to be used, and that's a kli to makabel tumma. My lechiz, what does it mean to hold on to? Omar Reshlokish, Omar Rabbi Yana says, Shekein oimid lenavlo. that they use this now to weave with. Like when you weave and the string shouldn't hurt your finger, you put a little cloth around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving. So this little cloth is fit to be used around your finger. Rashi says you can roll oyster beged log geshu machle kamatva, when you want to smooth out the threads for nariga, and then not to hurt yourself, you put a little beged around your finger. No matter how small it is, even a mashu, it's fit like kabotuma. But masnisaton, the brisa we learned, hoyu v'royu lekotzes titanium. People that cut down figs also, they don't want the hands to get dirty, Rashi says, from the honey that will come out from it, the juice that will come out from it, so they also put little material around their fingertips. So if that's the purpose of using this, even a small amount of a mashu is also fit to be used. That's called a beged, it'll be a makabal tumma. Now that what it says here, if you cut out and put the pieces together for a beged of mishka, but shloisha, Rashi says, the mishka Rashi says it means kolaymar. And chishav olav la'asos la'mishka v'mizgon la'toifroi b'ksos. You want to tie it on or patch it into a ksos, into your pillow or into a blanket. Im yesh b'yos the beged shloisha al shloisha oyu b'roi la'asos imenu tloi l'ksos. You can make it for a patch into your ksos, into your pillow. Shenikra smetam mishra mishkav. And same thing in Yechishuv, the Moshe Rashi says, La sois et lo le beged, the Mesh Beres, the beged tefach, a tefach, metam mishum zav. So as a tefach tefach, they don't be metam mishum tav, that's the Moshe of a zav, will be metam of a tefach on a tefach. Hadron alech o kochim zech. So Kopon has to swear in the Mishnah, the more I'm sure means to say, that the Mitzdarfin, since the rule of Tam of Moshe means for this Tumas Moshe, you see, they all have the same shear. If you cut off and make the beged together, one size is mekabel tumas moishav. Now the Mishnah says, hanene mina hegdish, if somebody has hanor from hegdish, shav a pruta is worth of hanor of enjoyment, afo pishloi pogam, even though he did not ruin the chayfuchel hegdish, he didn't ruin it, didn't make any pogam in it, still mol yirovu the yisamilu for taking hanor from hegdish. Divir Rebbe Akiva, these are words of Rebbe Akiva. The Chachomim Oymen Chachomim say though, called Dover Sheish by Pekam, anything that has a Pekam means that when you use it, it gets ruined. It's a derech for it to get ruined. Then loy more lach yivkam. You're only over the istamila. If when you use it, you ruin it. You take and make it worth less. But for shame by Pekam, things that do not get ruined by using it, then the klal is kivun shenen. As soon as you have enough from it, more you're over the istamila. Kate said, how does this come about? Nos no katla b'tzavor. Let's say you put a necklace around your neck. Or else tabas b'yodo. You took a ring from Hegdish, put on your hands. Or else shosa b'koshazor. You took a golden cup from Hegdish and you drank from it. So these things usually do not get ruined when you use them. And therefore, here everybody agrees. Kivun shenena mol. As soon as you have anor from it, worth a shava pruton, you're over the yisamila. What's going to be lovish becholik? Let's see, you put on a jacket. Kisa betalis, you cover yourself with a talis. Biko bekardim, you bang with a hammer of hegdish. Here, these things get ruined when you use them. Therefore, over here, the Chum say that loymo lach yifkum, you're only over this semil, if when you used it, you ruined it also. You have to make it begam, and two things. How you have to have hanor worth a shavapruta, and also it has to be a begam. Now the Mishnah says, Hanene mina chatis. Somebody has a nor from a korban chatis that we had before when it's a bal mum. Kishi chayu when it's alive, loy molach yifkam. Since this chatis right now is a bal mum, it's aimed to be poido. That's like a kedusha's domim on it. And therefore, you're not over the yisamilu until you ruin the value of it. You have to be pogam, do something to it. But kishi meisa, once the chatis dies, then you can't be poido anymore. Then it's not aimed to domim anymore. Then it's just a kedusha of itself. Then the klal is kivin shenena mol. As soon as you have a nor from it, even without ruining it, without making a pegam, then also you'll be over the istamila. So I call part of the ratio to machloikas to Rabbi Kiva and Chomim Toshid. That Rabbi Kiva says you always over the istamila just with nena. The Chomim say no, if it's a dove, it's sheish by pegam. Pegam, you're not over the istamila until you have a pegam, until you ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tony, what's in a price like this though? That moedu Rabbi Kiva the Chomim, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Chomim, that v'dovish yesh p'gam, something that by using it usually gets ruined, that you need a p'gam. So the Gemara asks the question, for my kol pligi, if so, what's the machlokes between the Rabbi Kiva and the Chomim? Kura Chom say the same thing also. They also say that something that needs a pagan, you're not obligated to give it to your pagan. So what should the key to say not like that? So more so like this. Omar Rav, Rav says, I'll tell you, Belavush Mitzio Umilmolai. So Machlekes is a middle clothing and a very fine, soft clothing. So Rashi says it means like this. Your undershirts that you wear, your underclothing, they tightly get ruined. From rubbing against your body, they get ruined. That everybody agrees is called Dovah Sheish Patkan. Your outer clothing also, since you rub and it gets cut, that's also considered a Dovah Sheish Patkan. The question is, though, the middle clothes like a shirt that doesn't get rubbed so much. So here at Samach Lekas, and it's a very fine material, is this called a Dovah that's Oymed Lepagam or not? That's Samach Lekas. So this, Rashi explains like this. Rashi says, not something we're in the outside, legamri, the levush achitzin pogam liyater. That's like a coat that you wear on the outside, that gets ruined very fast. And also, v'loy legamri v'fnim, not talking about like an undershirt that's very close to the body, somach lipsaroi, dunami pogam, also, according to everybody, gets ruined very fast. Shemeschachich lebos, it touches your skin. Elo the machloika series, belovush. Shalavish pentayim. Looks like a shirt. In between your undershirt and your jacket. Bein malbush elyun ubein atachtoin. Shein anifka matzvan ruba. That your shirt doesn't get ruined for a long time. Sefta machlekes. Rashi says, umilmoli means the beged shapishtim was a flax beged. Shedak piyais a very thin. Kermina begitin. Dovram nimlo. Tzikis, that's the machlekes over here. Is this called the dover shesh point kamanat? That the Akiva holds, these things don't get ruined so fast. So therefore, these things are considered like you don't need a pagam. And that's what Rabbi Akiva means in the Mishnah. That you're over the Yisra Mila on these things, just having hanor from them without ruining them. The Chum say, no, this middle clothing, this shirt is also called something that gets ruined. And therefore, they hold you not over the Yisra Mila until you ruin it. That's the Machlekes. But other things that are really aimed to be ruined, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only over the Yisra Mila when you actually ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan by this. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Echod. It says, Nefesh, the Pasuk Nefesh Kisim Amol, you're over the Yisra Mila. So we darsh Nefesh means Echod HaYochid, V'Yechod HaNosi, V'Yechod HaMashiach. Whether regular Jew, whether the Nosi, the Melech, or whether the Meshuach, the Kohen HaGadol, if they have Hanor from Hegdish, they're over the Yisra Mila. Nefesh means anybody. Then the Pasuk says, Kisim Amol. And you, if you take Hanor from Hegdish, you enjoy taking something from Hegdish. Izein mol elo shinui. The Lashon mol means changing it. You have to change the Dovah shel Hegdish. That's what the word mol means. Like you took the Hegdish and you used it. You changed it. You took it out from Hegdish into Chulin. That's what the word mol means. And the Chen Duayim, the Pasuk also says, Ish ish kishiste ishtoi umol amol. Says by Parsha Vasait also, she made a milah on the husband. Means she changed, she went away from her husband. She has nus with somebody else, that's a saita. For Yom, another pasuk says, Vayimo Bela.